The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. I'm getting a few, quite a few people are suggesting companies and what have you that are doing things to make it easier for young people with disability, physical disabilities, to play video games. And a couple of people have suggested checking out specialeffect.org.uk, a charity that specialises in helping the physically disabled play games. So I've just tweeted them and see if they'll come on either tonight or next week. It's a fascinating thing, and it's not niche. It's not niche, actually. I think it's important. Hang on a minute. Come on and say that, Sam, while I pour myself a lovely cup of coffee from my flask that I made today. Friday's flask day. Go on, what have you just typed on my screen?
I know that Josh...
Oh, flipping it, mate. All right, steady on.
I know that Josh Flanagan's done a couple of bits about controllers designed for...
Oh, really?
Handicap. Yeah, because I don't know if you know that he has a friend called Zach Anna, who he does a lot of stuff on YouTube as well. He's got cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And so they've done a couple of, like, gaming competitions against one another. So they'll face each other where he uses the adapted
controller. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll send Josh a little nice one. Thank you for that. Josh, of course, the man behind Day 5, our favourite show. Rooster Teeth TV is part of that. He's been
he's
on
very
the show.
Hairy.
Very hairy. Sent a very nice tweet about us the other day. Oh, I'll send him a little thing. Maybe I'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at it tonight if anyone wants to call in with it. But also, we'll have a little look at it over maybe a show or two next week, because I think it's fascinating. And it, you know, there might be some parents out there who are thinking, Christmas, you've got kids who maybe, you know, can't use their hands perhaps as well as that you would like them to. And you think, well, I'd love to get them a PlayStation, but. Well, maybe there are some ways around it. So let's have a little look at that next week or tonight. Just some idiots coming out of the woodwork. Tracy Irvine. Mike Parry is a legend. You should be honoured to be in his presence.
Please.
Yeah, her name is a picture of the St. George Cross.
Okay. Tracy.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Let's go to... Let's talk about Jack, baby. Let's talk about you and me. How old are you, Jack?
14.
Okay, fine, then we'll stop the song there. Excellent. Good evening, Jack. It's been a long time.
Yep. Ian.
Yes.
Guess what?
Blow snot?
No, what? What the hell?
What the heck?
Guess what?
Oh, I thought you said blow...
Thank you, Carl.
What did he say?
Thank you. Flipping heck. Honestly, I think you might need some Hopi ear candles.
Blow snot and F-U, Kath, is what I heard.
Wow.
I don't know, Jack. You've become a man.
A man, yeah. I'm in love.
He's in love?
Yeah.
With whom? Katie Puckrick?
Hell no.
Hell no! Hell no, we won't go!
Ian.
Yes?
Come on, I'm 14 and a half, mate.
Hey, listen, when I was 14 and a half, I fell in love with a woman in her mid-50s? Early 50s?
Did you?
Well, I didn't go out with her. Probably. I'm just saying it to make the lad feel... What's that look for? I didn't fall in love. I mean, all right, I did.
Don't lie, then. Don't lie to try and get down with the kids. It's not the way.
This is outrageous.
Be real.
Why must he be a teenager in love?
Again, an old-fashioned reference.
Okay, Jack, well, tell me what's going on. I want all the goss.
Okay, so...
Yes?
I went up to this girl, right, and thought... I like you, but I love you, you know?
Ooh, wow. That was quick.
Escalated.
Yes.
Yes, it escalated very dramatically.
Well, listen, when you know, you know.
Except then it turns out you don't.
Well, maybe he knows.
All right.
Yeah. And then I turned around and she said, fly zones. Yeah, she said, look, I've already caught a lad. Off.
Well, how old is she?
14.
Yeah, well, she'll dump
him. Give it 2 weeks.
She'll dump him next week.
I turned around and went, nah.
Why are you turning? Why weren't you just facing each other? So hang on a minute. So she turned around, so she's got her back to you, then you turned around and you've got her back to her. This is never going to work. Just stand and face each other, young man.
I did. And then up to her.
Turned around and faced her.
You sound like my dad.
I turned around, I faced her.
Yeah.
I made
was she facing you at this point, or is she turned to face the other way?
Well, we both made eye contact the other
way. Was there a mirror?
No.
Okay. I'm confused by this. She had eyes in the back of her head? Mm-hmm. Wow. You got to look and you go for it. Yes. Okay.
No, we turned around.
You both turned around now.
And we made eye
don't
contact.
Turn around, because you're going to see my heart breaking. Don't walk away. I don't want you seeing me cry. It's just what you do.
It's breaking up my heart that you're leaving.
I'm letting you go. But I won't let you know. Is what you'll be singing in about a week's time. I know, it's tedious, but listen, I've got to fill out 3 hours, Jack. Of course we're going to start singing songs you've never heard of.
So she said, pee off, and you said no.
Yeah.
But at least she didn't say, like, pee off. She actually said, pee off.
Mm-hmm.
She was all like, pee off. No, she was, pee off.
So
okay. Don't say it.
Don't turn around.
Don't turn around, because you're going to see my heart breaking.
Well, we did, and we made eye contact for 7 seconds.
Your timing.
7 seconds away.
Oh, she just saw that coming.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then she comes over to me and touches my arm. What the heck?
It must have been love, but it's over now.
So what did she do after she touched your arm? Escort you off the premises?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
14
no,
and a half.
Exactly. What happened now?
So, I'm very dirty.
Steady on. Come on now. Come on. Imagine you're talking. We're like your aunt and uncle here, okay? So, just a little bit of respect.
That makes it awkward. So, your Uncle Ian and Aunt Tiff off.
Yeah, all right, but don't say it because it sounds weird. What happened? Are you going out with her?
No.
Okay, well, that's good because.
But you've staked an interest. And just sit back and wait, my friend.
And had a lot of exercise with all that turning around.
A lot
of exercise. I suppose you're not dizzy. You need to sit down after that.
Aren't they active, though, the youngsters?
They really, really are. I respect that.
Oh, yeah, the most awkward thing happened to me today.
Surely it was when you had that weird conversation with the girl and you stared into her eyes for 7 seconds after she turned around.
Yeah, but my dad has taken my Facebook off me. My Twitter off me.
Good.
My Instagram, man. My Instagram.
Good. Good.
Kid.
Good. Good. You're too young to have it.
Do you know what you can try instead? Real life. Real life.
Wait, I need to communicate?
Yes.
What?
With your face, without turning around.
Or you're going to see my heart breaking.
And my heart might skip a beat.
Jack's in love. Hey, nice to speak to you, Jack. We'll speak to you again soon, man. Well done. Good luck on that adventure that is going to end in tears. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I haven't had any chocolate for 2 weeks. I haven't had any lattes for 2 weeks. I love a latte. I've never won 2 weeks. I'm still a fat so-and-so. But I'm not missing the chocolate. We're doing the vegetarian thing. We're kind of going for it 5 days a week, weekdays.
Yeah. I don't even fancy meat at the moment.
No, I don't, actually. I was thinking almost Sunday after the show, we can go out and have a burger and all that. Actually, I don't know if I fancy going
I really fancy fish.
I fancy a nice little bit of grilled chicken.
All right.
Look at us.
We'll spoil ourselves.
Look at us. I tell you what, it's a beaver moon. And so between now and 1 o'clock, Martin Kellner coming in at one. We will rock you. We'll take calls straight to air. Sam, relax, because to be honest, you've been ballsing it up like nobody's business tonight. We will take calls straight to air, so we will not call you back between now and 1 o'clock. The switchboard is empty. So if you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000. And also, the Skype is open. Late Night Alternative. So you've got two ways to get in touch. We'll take calls straight to air. Late Night Alternative on the Skype or on the old telephone, 0203 286 6370. Don't swear, Don't be libelous. There's a 7-second delay. We will, we'll cut your... Let's do an ASMR, shall we? Let's give people the horn.
Yeah.
Let's give people the neck horn and do an ASMR. Okay.
Oh, he's ruined that.
You ruined that, man.
Hey, James, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can, you old loaf.
How come you always give Sam such a hard time?
Because he keeps muffing everything up. He's muffed up two of the callers' names tonight, which is unforgivable. His job is to take people's names. Twice, he's failed. How come shut up, you're drunk. Shut up. How come you don't know how to... He's hung up. That's the people that defend you, drunks and losers who don't know how to use telephones. You should be ashamed of yourself, Sam.
These are your people.
You should be ashamed of yourself for that call that you knew nothing about and you didn't initiate. You should still be ashamed.
Let's go back to the...
Well, hang on a minute, because we're going to get disturbed by these idiots. Yes, line two?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? You okay?
Very, very, very well. We're trying to do an ASMR thing, but we're gonna... Yeah, it's gonna be... Yeah, I'm good.
Good man. Just for you to say thank you for a brilliant night last week in Bath. I thought it was absolutely awesome, and I'm glad I didn't stay to see you. But
you mean the show? I was thinking, hang on a second, did I get drunk and sleep with a guy in Bath again? you came, did you? Oh, thank you so much, man. We had the time of our lives there. The Rondo Theatre is great. It was a great vibe, the best audience I think we've ever played to. But you were too lazy to stick around afterwards and thank us personally.
You just came to look at us and then run away.
We appreciate you coming, Paul. Thank you, brother, and we're glad you enjoyed it.
Man, it was awesome. It really was. So many highlights as well. Yeah. I couldn't pick just one, but yeah, brilliant. So thank you ever so much.
Well, thank you for the support, brother. We'll go back to the Rondo again at some point next year because we love it there, and it's a joy to play, and we always seem to do really well there. So thank you for your support, Paul. It's appreciated.
My pleasure.
Cheers, my dear.
All the best.
Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
Cheers,
both. Bye-bye. A nice guy.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
So it's got to be a little bit louder, apparently, so we're doing
it. So I was doing it right and you were doing it wrong.
You're too loud.
No, I'm not.
You're doing it with an attitude that I don't think is conducive to neck tingles.
My attitude is directed at you.
Your attitude is just doing it now. Just stop it. Just leave it. Leave it. Just leave it and move on to the actual thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to make some noise. is like actual proper ASMR now. Even I'm getting a boner.
Let me just...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
There was a caller and then they disappeared. So instead we're going to go to Simon. Hey, Simon. Susan has texted in. Ian, you're behaving like a complete dickhead tonight, Susan. You don't have to deal... Susan, you haven't got no idea what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with anal problems for a child. You behave like a dickhead every night you call in. Simon!
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of things for you.
Okay.
First of all, I want to make a complaint.
Okay.
All this shouting.
Yeah, no shouting here.
It's not good for my nerves.
Yeah.
And I have to keep getting into my safe space every time I shout.
Okay.
Or...
Instead of getting into your safe space, get out and get into a phone shop and buy a phone that isn't rubbish.
Oh, it's my phone rubbish.
Yeah. I feel a little uncomfortable. I know you're having a laugh, man, and I get it, but I feel a little uncomfortable mocking safe spaces because to some people they're really important.
Well, okay.
It's well, just, no, they are. To some people they're really, really important. And this whole... kind of snowflake safe space kind of mocking thing, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's just important to a lot of people.
Yeah, but do you not think that we get it rammed down our throats all the time? It's getting a bit silly.
What, hang on, no.
All right, then.
Who rams safe spaces down your throats? What?
Oh, it's everywhere, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's literally not. It's literally not. The last time I heard about a safe space was a month ago when Julia went in one and behaved irresponsibly. That's it. You don't hear... when was the last time you heard about one? When did you hear about one today?
On Eamon's show today, because I brought it up.
Right, OK. When did you hear about one today that wasn't brought up by you?
Well, I don't know.
OK, how about yesterday? When did you hear about one yesterday that wasn't brought up by you?
It doesn't matter.
You've made a statement that I know is factually incorrect, and I just have to hold it up as factually incorrect. It's belittling something that's really, really important to people, and I imagine to a significant number of people who listen to this show. I don't need to use a safe space, and I'm really grateful. But there are people that do, and the world's a better place because they exist.
Okay. Well, I just get a bit fed up with this constant barrage.
I've just disproved what you've just said, and you've said it again.
No, I'm not mentioning safe space. I'm just saying constant barrage of snowflakery.
Okay, right. So tell me today what you've heard about snowflakery.
That there has to be, or going forward, there has to be counselling sessions or the like for university students who are studying subjects, and they might see something that they don't like.
Why is that? First of all, I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's something that's been suggested as something they might look into. But secondly, if that were, let's assume that that is true. Why is that a bad thing?
Because I just think it's pandering to nonsense.
Yet you can't listen to the show when we talk about sexual intimacy. You have to go you have to go to your safe space.
Ah.
Do you see?
I'm impressed.
Yeah, you've told us that you can't listen to a you switched off a show because it was about sexual intimacy, and I'm not going to say go into the details of why you chose you couldn't listen. But
no, I just find it uncomfortable. That's all.
Well, no, but there is a specific reason why you find it uncomfortable.
You got me there.
Yeah, no, I have exactly. So these students who might be upset, you've got to bear in mind that that suicide is really high amongst students, right? It's really high.
Yeah.
And so you're upset that some students who might be studying something that's unpleasant might be offered counselling, and yet you sent me quite an angry, bullshy message saying, I've got to turn off the show tonight because of this reason and this reason in my life. What you're talking about, I cannot bear to listen to.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
Online and on DAB.
Take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Except it's not Ian, it's Catherine, because, well, how would I explain this? OK, there's a tradition in cricket, right, for one of the men to stand in for another if the other is taken by surprise, inconvenienced, needs to take a comfort break, and it's called the Night Watchman. The Poo Watchman. So, basically, I'm your Night Watchman for now. And hopefully, once Ian is finished doing what he's doing, he didn't take a newspaper, so hopefully it won't be too long, he'll be back in. So in the meantime, you know, nervous callers, now is your time. 0344 499 1000. So a quick word with Ollie in the meantime. Hey, Ollie.
Hey, Kath.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I don't want to pile in on Simon.
No, I know.
I was going to say about how counselling helped me at university, because it was really like a lifeline.
Gosh.
Because like that is the worst time in your life for anything, because they pile the pressure on you,
yeah.
Like exams. What's the word? Assignments.
Yeah.
And then, just going through awful things.
I know what you mean. I kind of, my first couple of weeks at university, I got ill. I got fresh as flu and kind of missed out on a lot of the forming of, you know, relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
I just mean like friendships. And there's nothing like being ill miles away from home in a room that is unfamiliar, with the door locked, and no one's going to knock for you because no one knows you're there. It can be a bloody lonely place.
Yeah, and like when they were saying about, safeguarding me from bad subjects and things like that. I did sociology, so it was like quite a few different bad subjects,
yeah.
And they did. I did assignments on the Holocaust. And so you go really in depth with people who've been, you know, killed,
yeah,
mass killed, and you go into their personal stories, and that can be really harrowing, like hearing about children and seeing pictures of children and seeing what they've gone through.
Mm.
And they did warn you beforehand. They went, hey, this is going to be a hard subject.
Right.
And if you need to talk to anybody about it, his details and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's straight. That seems to make sense to me.
Absolute
sense. Also, because you're a kid yourself and, you know, we're generally quite sheltered from stuff, I think, in this corner of the world. And, I mean, like I said earlier, what harm does it do? What harm does it do just to give you a heads up?
Yeah.
So you had counselling while you were there?
All the way through, because I've talked about having agoraphobia and stuff like that, and that went bad, and my wife was going through some things as well, and just dealing with that as well, and just all that pressure of having to perform, because like the further you get into university, if you make a mistake, that's all the time you've done wiped away, because like 80% of your mark or something insane is your third year, your last year.
Yeah.
If you mess that up, then you've wasted 2 years of your life.
Yeah.
And so much money as well is just on it, because you've spent like 9,000 a year to get to that point. And it's just all that pressure of money, people's expectations of you, your expectations of yourself, and your own, like, just crap that goes on in your life.
Yeah, and you're also at a major crossroads in your life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ah, well, I'm glad you got through it, and I'm glad they had that there. I mean, there probably was that facility when I was at university, but we weren't made as aware of it, I think, as they are now, and that's only a good thing. It's like I went to my daughter's new school before she went, because where I live, they have like a lower school, a middle school, an upper school, so she transitioned to middle school. And it was the middle school I went to when I was 10, and I had a bloody hard time there when I first started. But they took us upstairs to, you know, show us the classrooms and stuff. And there was one room that was like really brightly lit, and it had sofas, and it had like loads of sort of cuddly toys and stuff, and bright. And it was the counselling room.
Yeah.
And I thought, my God. All the times I used to go and flip and slink off to the sick bay and pretend I had a stomachache when really I was stressing out and probably having a 10-year-old version of a breakdown. And I never had someone to talk to about stuff like that. And I just think it's wonderful how far we've come in that sort of short-ish space of time.
Yeah, through my life I've had counselling in and out. And I would say, like, if somebody's feeling like counselling, I think to stick with it, because it's just weird. The first time you do it, it's just odd, because it's just for you to talk and, like, express yourself, because they're not psychiatrists.
Mm.
But it's just weird just having that silence and having somebody to listen to you is just weird.
And it's also not someone who's going to try and fix it or try and make you feel better straight away. It's just gives you space. God, it must be brilliant.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I'm sorry. I felt like I was a bit weird yesterday when I came to that.
No, you weren't. You were brilliant. I was really pleased to see you. And it's so strange, strange in a nice way, to put a face to, you know, an avatar on Twitter. But it's really nice. And you came across just as lovely as you do online, so which is always a bonus for you to be, you know, virtually the same person.
Yeah, it was just it was a bit surreal because you like seeing you in 3D.
But
I just talking as well, not when in front of people is just not my thing.
Well, you did a brilliant job. You'd never have known, Ollie, and I appreciate you coming and saying hello. I've been in situations where, you know, especially when we've had guests in, people that we only get people in that we really like, and seeing that voice that you're so familiar with coming out of someone's face, yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But thanks for ringing and thanks for coming over yesterday. I know that, you know, it took a lot. It took a lot of guts and we appreciate it. Cheers, Ollie.
Cool.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye. Gosh, he's been in that toilet a long time. Hiya, Ross.
Hi. I was going to say, he's going to be back, isn't he?
He seized your opportunity. I'll give you a shout and I see him coming through the door, don't you worry.
Yeah, and I'll be like, oh, I'm off. And he'll go, oh, no, I'm still talking to Matey about books. Get on with your studying.
So what are you? Where have you sprung from, Ros? Because as we said, we've noticed. Oh, he's coming back. We've noticed you in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that I'm a new listener and
kind
of understanding. I'm a late night opera girly. I'm a late night listener, and I've been listening to another station.
LBC.
Doesn't swear. Oh, no.
She's an LBC-er. We don't want her kind here.
How dare you? How dare you?
May I have permission to speak freely? Was this my...
LBC.
What were you listening to? Not Five Live.
No, I was listening to Duncan Barks, but I don't, you know...
Oh, blimey.
Barks.
But I like Dotton.
I like Dotton.
But it's too late.
Everyone likes Dotton, but they started playing music now.
Oh,
no, bad.
Yeah.
Dotton the DJ.
Dotton the DJ.
I do like his links, his cheesy links.
And sweet. And he really feels, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not jaded yet, is he?
No, Dotton's lived. Dotton hung out with, NWA, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. To you. You pretended to have a poo.
No, he didn't pretend. He didn't pretend.
I had a very upset stomach. Kath made me a bad coffee. Well, then, can I say one thing before I duck out of this conversation?
Yeah.
From your picture, I thought you'd be posh.
Really?
I've got headphones on. I can't hear anything now.
Because, and also, Rosalind's quite a posh name.
Yeah, but listening.
It is. But no one calls me that.
No, you're a Ros.
Someone's cross. I'm a Ros. Without a Z. People always do that.
So, what are you doing up late nights? Do you mention studying there?
Studying, yeah. I'm just studying. I'm just doing a degree in I've got two kids. So it's time to get to myself.
Oh, God, I know that feeling.
Hang those uniforms out and then you think I'm here.
I'll sit down for 5 minutes and then it turns into 3 hours and you can't get back up and go to bed.
Yeah, but I haven't even got a seat in here. But I just love you two. You are, honestly, you're just so funny that I am calm. I just can't believe that I've been missing out on this.
Well, we've just been warming up waiting for you to turn up, Ros.
But now, Rosalind, now we've got you online. Can I ask you, what are your views on Brexit? Do you think Theresa May is going to have a job in a week's time?
No, please don't.
That's what people expect from a late night show.
My job's always here. I don't get paid. I'm a volunteer. I'm a chef. I'm a events organiser. I'm a psychologist. You know what us mums at home are.
Yeah. So you've got kids.
No, you don't, Ian, because you're a dad.
No, but I know. But I know what a house looks like. Yeah. You've got kids. How old are your kids?
They are 5 and 9.
I
know.
5 is still... 5, 6, little. 7 is still babies, and they're still funny.
9, they're starting to smell.
9's a teenager, isn't it, these days?
Yeah. Oh.
They're fiddling around and stuff.
Hey, you said you said they're starting to smell. I got a little waft from my 10-year-old the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of her, it's very, very faint, but armpit.
So you're yeah. going in for the deodorant.
Well, I've said maybe you've got to wash like more than once yeah. a week from now on.
Because yes.
she's still a little bit shower
we
shy.
We have to wash them. We'll be like,
hell
now.
Whoa! What's your language, Ros?
I'm sorry.
That's a yellow card.
I'm sorry.
Flipping it.
Listen,
I know that might be acceptable on Duncan Barks' show, but we've got standards over here.
I was thrown off. I think the first time I went on there, I said something. But I didn't even, what wasn't even an F word. It was just something, you know.
Yeah.
C-bomb.
But it was still off. Bye. I think it's New Year's Eve. I nearly killed myself and they let me back on.
They tell you off if you say bloody on BBC London.
Well, you know why? They can't delay, have they? So they get nervous.
Yeah, this is the thing, guys.
What can you say? Ian says some rude words.
No, I don't. Never. It's a lie. That's fake news. Here's the thing, right? So on commercial radio and on this station, we've got a 7-second delay. So you said the F word, and me and Kath both went for the button, and we pressed the button, and that never got broadcast, right? It takes out 7 seconds of the... But here's the thing, guys, right? Mm. BBC Radio, local radio, 5 Live, Radio 4... It doesn't have a delay or a dump button. So you could, in theory, go on there and say anything you wanted and they would have to be very, very fast on the faders and no one's that fast.
Oh, well, should I tell you quickly then if you can blurt it out or if you can like, buzz it out what I actually said? Or...
No, don't
say it!
No?
What's the first letter?
It was a whole sentence of, like,
sentence?
Wow.
A whole sentence. It was like a nesting...
What?
Bloody, yeah.
Why did you do that?
I just was a bit drunk and I was really excited.
She's not phoning us up on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no, that's it. They said, they said, oh, you sound like you're about 50. And I said, I'm not that effing old. You effing
Wow.
C.
I want to record.
You didn't say effing Z, did you?
And they were like, bye.
Who was that to?
Jason Rotham.
Well, listen, me and Kath are doing a show New Year's Eve here. Are you doing it, Kath?
Yeah.
We're doing New Year's Eve here, and if you swear, we will hunt you down.
And what? Come over and swear. We'll have a big swear.
We'll have a big swearathon. The three of us will sit in a circle and we'll swear at each other. How's about that?
That sounds... we'll get some more people around, though.
No, it's just the three of us.
We can swear. No.
And we're all going to be topless. We'll bring Barksy round. Duncan Barks will come round.
Can you bring a Miley Cyrus's fan?
Oh, really?
Have you got any talcum powder?
Oh, I have to ask you, though, a few questions. Like, Sally. Who is poor Sally? Is she somebody that you like? In my mind, she's a lawyer.
Right, Sally.
Lawyer!
Sally, now's your time. 03444991000. I don't have to tell you that. We're on speed dial, probably at Sally's. Hopefully
that's
she'll ring up.
Love.
Oh, come on.
I thought, you must be paid to, like, come on to sort of just answer people's questions. And when you left them all the other night, and that guy who's like, hello, why are you leaving me to the end? You're like, we don't know. You have to answer the question about what was on last night. He's like, I can't remember. You're like, well, why don't you remember tonight? And then you can ring back tomorrow. Sorry.
That is the best and probably the most offensive impression I've ever heard of Alan Caddick in my life. But it's pretty spot on.
So you've been listening for 2 weeks and you've already got a lot of the characters down.
Imagine, we've been talking to these idiots for 3 years. No wonder we're going nuts. No wonder. 3 years of talking to Alan Caddick and Nigel from Maidstone. I can't do it anymore, Sam.
You've known him for 3 years.
Plus some of them.
Caddick for probably about 10 years.
So you got who I was talking about with my impression.
Are you drunk now?
No.
Have you had a drink tonight?
I'm tired, yes.
Oh, hang on a minute. There's someone on the line.
And then my boyfriend's just coming, going, can you just shut up? He's like screaming.
Here's Sally. You can talk to Sally yourself.
It's Ian Lee.
Hello, Rosalind.
Oh, Sally. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not a lawyer.
You poor suffering love. Are you a friend of Ian?
Yeah, keep your finger on that button.
You poor suffering love.
Yeah. Suffering.
Doesn't sound like her, does it?
Yeah. You put.
Nice swimsuit, Rosalind.
What's he doing?
Looking through your pictures.
Oh, look at the topless woman behind you.
Sally, why did you let them put you through this?
Who? Ian and Cass or Alan? And...
Yeah. Well, Alan, as well, the other night, and you were like, listen, Alan, yeah, why don't you just go, call me back.
The thing is that we had a trial a few months back about, I don't know whether you heard it, Alan, if Alan could, should be banned, and I was his prosecution, and I unfortunately, well, stupidly gave him my phone number.
Oh,
so
God.
Me and Alan phones me quite regularly.
Hey, what? Why are you saying that?
So I sort of know how to deal with him. So that was what that was about, trying to get him to understand that he has to listen. So, yeah.
But Sally, can you confirm we do not pay you?
No, you don't pay me. No, you can if you want.
Well, yeah, right. We barely pay ourselves.
Cut those off. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Sally.
Bye.
I'm yours.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Então vem que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar.
Good morning, sir.
Para uma life amar.
Keep butting in, don't you? Have I won? I've got a mouth for a sausage.
I wipe my dog's bums, all right? I wipe my dog's bums.
Oh. 03444991000 is the phone number. My name is Ian Lee. This is the Late Night Alternative. Sam is answering the phones. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Is it gonna be a second night? He has a breakdown on air and starts to cry and moan because his life is so shit. I don't think so because he took his pills today. Everything is feeling oh so gay. I mean gay in the old fashion way, not queer. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
I might have a breakdown today.
Oh, wagwan. Wagwan, lady, wagwan.
It's just a bit pony today, isn't it?
Go on. Oh, talk to me. Talk to me. We're buddies.
It's just flat. Just flat. It's kind of that lull before...
F is a P.
Yeah. F is a P. And people are annoying me. And I don't think it's entirely their fault. I think I might just be a bit shirty.
I had an interesting chat with my boys today. They started singing a song, and I don't remember what it was. Something like, let me work out what the rhyme was. It was something like, what would rhyme with family? I don't know if that...
Gamily?
Something like, there you're playing happily, they're not as gay as your family. And I was like, what did I just hear? So what was that? Give us that song again, lads. Something gay as your family, something gay. I said, whoa, okay. Conversation time, boys.
Yes.
I said, that's a good little song. It's a nice little song. Where's that from? That's from school. Okay. And I was stalling then because I knew I had to say something. But I was stalling. I said, do you know what gay means? He said, no. I said, well, what gay is. If a man falls in love with a man or a lady falls in love with a lady, that's gay. Right? So it's just, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just a thing. You know, it's just people falling in love. It's gay. I said, but I tell you what isn't, I'm not telling you off, but I tell you what isn't great is if we use the word gay. And this is something I've done a lot in my, you know, you go and watch the 11 o'clock show. It's not great if we use the word gay. It's an insult, and sometimes gay mean. I know sometimes that people use gay to mean rubbish. Like you say, oh, that shirt is so gay, or that film is so gay. And I said, I know people use it like that, but I'm just flagging up now that actually there are a lot of people that would be upset by that. And it's just not a great thing to do. You're not in trouble? You're not in trouble at all. I'm just saying it's not a great thing to do. So just maybe bear that in mind as you're saying it. And then I slapped them with a ruler. No, I didn't. But it was just one of those dad moments where it's like, and I had to stall for a little bit because I had to kind of work it. I thought, do I let this one slide? I thought, no, I can't let this slide. And he was just saying, he didn't know what the word meant. It was just in a silly song that he'd learned at school. It was the eldest one. I thought, no, I can't let it slide. So I've got to mention it and I've got to do it delicately because I never want them to think that I'm telling them off for their use of words that they don't understand. I think I did some good dadding. I think I've turned my sons gay, which is great. I'd love to have some gay sons. I don't think that's a crisis averted. I'm not quite sure how much went in because it was him. It was just him saying nonsense words that meant nothing. So, that is what it's like being a dad every day.
Yeah, we've had
on
that
the front line.
We've had that conversation.
We have, Catherine, and I'm really glad you brought it to my attention because I didn't realise it offended so many people. So thank you for that.
I meant me and my girls because they just notice stuff. Like one of my friends has got a boyfriend. Man's got a boyfriend. Oh, is that, she, you know, what do you mean that's his boyfriend? We talked it through. And hopefully it means that it's not a, we mustn't talk about that.
Yeah.
And it's also a, let's throw it around as an insult, like you say. It's kind of just thing that happens and it's cool. It's just as cool as anyone else having a girlfriend or boyfriend.
By the way, if you want to go online, you'll find loads of incidents of me making gay jokes and stuff like that. It's 11 o'clock show. I got no excuse for it. It's 20 years ago. We had Peter Tatchell on and he said he didn't think it was offensive. But I know he doesn't speak for every single gay person, so, you know.
And also, he's allowed to change his mind, too.
Exactly. So you can go and find those clips and play them to me. You know, I'm not proud of those. But what we can do... What did Michael Caine say at the end of that film?
Don't look back in anger, look ahead in hope. Is that what he said?
And never, ever, ever dream small.
Yeah.
That second bit is not so important to the thing. But, yeah, 0344 499 1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Speaking of Jungle Podcast, me and Catherine have got a Jungle Podcast. There's only going to be 3 episodes. It's 2 episodes are up so far. It's the audio diary I recorded from pretty much when I found out I was doing the Jungle to the morning of me leaving the hotel to go in the Jungle. 2 episodes are up. If you go to Acast or iTunes, and it's under our rabbit hole thing. So if you look for Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, rabbit hole, it pops up there. So there's 2 of them out. The third one, I'm not quite sure how the third one's going to work because I don't know what exactly. I've not listened back to them. So someone said there was a funny line about a golf ball behind someone's ear, but I don't know what that was. Was that about the magician?
Yeah, it's when you said you'd think that when you're a magician and someone comes to talk to you about how excited they are about your show, you might do something.
Quite rude.
Yeah.
Matt Hollywood.
Yeah.
Was that his name, Matt? Matt Hollywood, why is that a golf ball behind your ear? Is that the punchline to a great story?
No, you said you wished he'd done something like that, but instead he was very dry.
He treated me, I met this magician while I was in lockdown. I was allowed to walk around the hotel complex, and I was excited because it was the first person I'd spoken to who wasn't a producer or my chaperone. And I think he thought I was mentally challenged. Because I rushed up to him and went, oh, my God, I love magic. I'm coming to see... I said to him, they're letting me come and see your show on Friday.
That'll do it.
But so there's 2 up. If you want to go and have a listen, it's under the rabbit hole thing. There's no point in setting up a separate stream. So we put it out as part of the rabbit hole. The third one, the third one's going to be tricky because I know that when Joe Swash came to film in my hotel room for, like, they filmed loads of stuff.
Yeah, when he spooned you.
Yeah. So there's like an hour of that, because I just put the digital recorder down and recorded that. So I know there's an hour of that. And then a few more bits before I actually go in the Jungle. That was building up to it. So I don't know if it's worth putting the whole hour out. I don't know if it's any... I don't want to listen to it.
Why don't you give it to me and let me do it?
Thank you so much indeed.
That's what you were driving
at. That's what I was driving at. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Evening, Sunshine. How are you?
Oh, I am fine and dandy, my sweetness, my sugar lips.
Oh, God.
My honey pot.
Oh. Right, too much.
Oh, you softy. No, I've been following you on Twitter and just
Just a quick phone call, just to double check, make sure you're okay, because I have called you.
Okay, today.
I know exactly what you're going through, kiddo, because I've had it for about a week or so, and it's shit and it's hell. But otherwise,
it's shit
all
and it's hell. She's darling. Right. So, what's going on with you, Elizabeth?
At the moment, we're still planning our wedding.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You're marrying that dirty pervert.
Yes, I am.
Is he?
Dirty pervert.
Oh, hang on. Why is that going a bit loud? I've just got to turn the volume up. Hang on. Let me do it. I'm going to do it smoother. Is he?
Dirty pervert.
No.
Well, which stop
is
it.
Is he A?
A dick.
Or B, A?
Dirty pervert.
Which is it? A or B?
On the spot
at the moment,
a dick.
I think is what we're going for. That's the vibe I'm getting, Elizabeth. Is he being tricky? Do you need us to come down and box his ears?
No, but I mean, you know, you can come down if you want.
No, I'm busy then. I took up. Here's the thing: part of this is I know that most of this is chemical. Some of it is situational. I'm bored of talking about my pill, so I'm not going to talk about it tonight. I'm bored. I'm bored of it. I'm bored of it. Imagine how bored you are. Dear listener.
Yeah, pretty peed off of it, actually, but there you go.
So I've got an idea for a thing to do on the show, but I can't get my head around it, right? And it's from watching Limmy's thing yesterday. So let's talk about it now. We've got three radio people here. We've got Elizabeth, we've got me, and we've got Sam. So, so here's what I want to do, but I don't know how to do it, right?
Oh.
We have, like...
Good luck, man.
I'm joking. You're involved in this as well. Could you take notes? Here's what I'm thinking, right? We do like a murder mystery on the air with like six or eight regular callers, and one of them is the murderer.
Right.
One of them is the victim and who's been murdered. They don't have a big part, right? Hopefully that'll be like Alan or something.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Right? And the but everyone is a suspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... either me or Kath, or me and Kath, or one of the other callers is like the detective. The Poirot that has to solve it. Now, here's the thing. I've never been on a murdery mystery. I've never been on a murdery weekend or a mystery weekend, so I don't know how they work. So I don't know how we would establish that one of the callers is the murderer. Because they would have to be told, which makes me think you can't be a copper, Kath, because you'd have to...
Well, unless Sam tells them.
How do we establish? And then, for example, it was Alan was the murderer. I'm the murderer! I did it!
I think he'd be surprisingly good, actually.
I bet he has murdered in real life at least five times.
He's murdered a few songs.
I bet he's murdered human beings with his bare hands. I love you! Stop. I love you!
Is that a human being or is that his...
That's his todger. It's a two-hander. So, Elizabeth, have you got any suggestions on how we can make that work?
I think the victim will be a silent caller.
Yeah, well, they'll be dead. Although, they might be able to... No, because one of the suspects is a medium. Yes, it's taking shape. I knew it was worth mentioning. Right.
I know what happens.
One of the suspects is a medium and can talk to the victim.
I know how we kill them.
Go on.
My partner's just said, Peter, he's just said that the murderer is always the butler.
All right. So what we do is we get everyone on, and then all of a sudden, someone gets cut off. That's where the death happens.
But that makes me the murderer, because I'm cutting them off.
No, because Sam will do it.
All right, well, make Sam's the murderer.
No, but Sam's gonna be orchestrating everything.
That's a lot of work and responsibility for someone so...
What else does he do?
Looks good.
Yeah, damn it.
Elizabeth, have you got any suggestions? You're not contributing, Elizabeth.
Well, we can have a deck of cards and a roll of dice and just potluck, see who gets killed.
I dig the potluck. Elizabeth, listen, thank you very much indeed for your support. It's appreciated. 0344 499 1000. I want to do this. How do we do it? How do we do a murdery special one night?
Oh, here's what we do.
Okay.
We get people to sign up beforehand, right? So we've got our cast of characters.
Yeah.
And then we email them their parts.
Whoa.
Why?
Okay, sure.
That's what you do on a murdery weekend. Everyone gets a card, yeah, don't they? And they know what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, then that. Okay, fine. All right. Well, what parts are we sending them?
Well, let me have a think.
Okay, fine.
I could probably get some. Oh, Morse code.
It was Sergeant Pepper's in the beer keller with the rock and roll. That was Andrew. It was Andrew was for us, but Andrew bottled it at the last minute. I think it'll be Radio Gold, but I cannot get my head around the logistics of it, guys.
Well,
I just can't.
What if I go on a certain website?
Google.
And get the, no, and get the murder mystery party game.
Is it, well, what, from Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, you're not getting any money from me. Friday night, first hour of the show, we got Dave Hill, guitarist from Slade. Underrated guitarist, going to be in the studio with, of course, as you know. What's wrong with Andrew? Come on, talk to me. He bottled it.
I phoned back. It's his parents have told him off for phoning in and he shouldn't be doing it.
How old is he?
I don't know. He sounded like teen.
Report them for abuse. Not that kind of abuse, but report them for abuse to the social services. By the way, if you're a teenager, just what are you doing asking the squares for you? Just sneak out into the hallway, get the phone, make sure they're still watching EastEnders, and just dial it quietly. That's what you got to do in the hallway. Or use the phone in Mum's bedroom. God's sakes, come on, go upstairs, sneak upstairs, say you're going to bed, and then go into Mum's room. Use the phone by her bed. That's what you got to do. It's easy. So Dave Hill's coming in. First hour of the show on Friday. The studio guitar that we always have here is going to be here. It's acoustic guitar. It's always going to be here. It's always here, and it will be here on Friday, of course. And we're going to stream the first hour of the show on my YouTube channel on Friday. That's happening. I don't care what nobody says. That is happening. So if I were you, I would get your rocks off. Get your rocks off, guys. What?
Also, it just looks a bit complicated. Let me have a think.
No, exactly. You're overcomplicating it. That's what you're doing. It should be nice and straightforward. And we don't need to send these guys anything. These guys are improvisationalists. We get them up. We go, right, what's your name? Alan! What are you? Huh? I'm doing his voice. I'm doing an impression. But you're saying that's offensive?
Bit, yeah. No,
why? That's his voice.
He's got a higher pitch voice, actually.
Alan!
There we go.
And what do you do? I work in the fish market! Right, so he's a fishmonger. We go to the next caller. You go through it, and they've all got different names. They tell us their names, they tell us their jobs. But we have to establish, we have to make one of them the murderer.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's it. So we've got to do. We're sending them out biogs with their backgrounds. Are you nuts? That's insania. No. I must draw the line. I'm drawing the line at that. I'm going to spend money on it. We can get an hour and a half of pretty average radio out of this for nuppence. That's no pence whatsoever, guys.
All right, okay, well, let's remember that when it's an absolute car crash.
You tell me one of the spontaneous things I've done that's been a car crash. The war? Not car crash. Not a car crash.
You blew up a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, they deserved it. Giving away the counties.
I mean, that got nasty.
Well... and all of the other fun things that I have come up with.
They've all led to conflict.
I'm the best at coming up with games.
All right, then. Well, you come up with it, and I look forward to joining in.
Okay, fine. We'll do it, then.
When?
All right, we'll do it now.
Oh, no, not now. I can't be bothered.
Oh, I don't really know, Rita. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, look at your balls, Rita.
What?
Oh, dear. Oh. Well, then... You're Sally Sadsacks. I've got some business cards printed. I hope you don't. I hope you don't mind. You take that so you've got my details.
They seek him here. They seek him there.
Don't seek him here. He never turns up. He'll be at home. It's Eamon Holmes. 0344.
I've got his phone number.
Yeah, you have. Text him. Say, where are you? 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of Late Night Radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Billiam, you want to give us a call, you can do. Listen, you're blocked on Twitter, man. You get over yourself. If you want to give us a call, you can. Here's what that proves to me is we're too open on Twitter. We're too giving on Twitter. And this is a phone-in radio show. And I had Twitter blocked for a long time. And then maybe the last month or so, I've had it unblocked on my phone. I've blocked it again. We're giving too much time to these people. The radio show is 10 till 1, Monday to Friday. It's the most open, honest, exposed, transparent radio show I've ever heard in my life. You can come on. You can literally come on and say anything. Come on and tell us that you hate us. Tell us where you think we're going wrong. You can come on and say anything, right? You'll get on. You'll be challenged, but you'll get on. I'm not speaking to you now, Billy. I'm speaking to everyone. And I constantly find myself going on Twitter and defending the show and arguing with people and blah, 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 blah. And no more.
People who don't actually want to engage, really. They just want your attention.
No more. It's done. Back to the way it was a month or so ago. It's done. I'm not defending the show on Twitter. I might go on and ruminate about the show, which is my entitlement. I might say maybe last night's show wasn't great. I might go on and say stuff like that, and that's cool. And I might engage with some people, but someone tweets me and says the show is crap. Do you know what? I'm not engaging. Someone tweets me and says, I hate you. That's fine. Hate me. Hate the show. That's cool. I'm gonna meditate on it, and I'm not gonna. Can I make a deal with you?
Yeah.
If someone tweets us and says the show is crap, or they hate us, or they hate the other person, my initial reaction is to just tweet and go, right, well, this. I'm gonna text you.
Yes.
And you're gonna text me.
Yes.
And we're gonna bitch about Sam behind his back. That sounds.
Oh, again, yes.
Yeah. Let's do that. I'm gonna text you. And you're going to talk me off the ledge, and you're going to text me, and I'm going to talk you off the ledge. And then
we'll both give each other the nod and press block at the same time.
Well, if we both go, actually, let's go nuclear on their ass, then maybe we will. I don't know.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to... Hey, it's Jazzy!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jazzy.
How's it going?
It's going very, very well, thank you.
I just phoned up to say, this is the first time I've ever listened to this live.
Uh-oh!
No, it's all good. It's all good. Always listen to the podcast, sends me to sleep.
Hey, nice one, man. Listen, some people will take that as an insult, but we love the fact that people listen to this show live or as a podcast... And it knocks them out. For me, as a late-night radio host, that is the greatest compliment anyone could pay me. Because that's what I do, is I fall asleep with the radio on. So that is cool, man. How come you're listening live tonight, then? What's different for you tonight?
So I work offshore, so usually I'm lying in bed, listening to this and go to sleep. But the night, it was the first night that I actually remembered you until 10 till 1, so I thought, I'll tune in.
Hey, wicked, man. Thank you. When you say you work offshore, what, are you on an oil rig or something?
Yeah.
Manly.
How very manly.
So manly.
All right, I'm manly. I'm Butch. How long are your shifts at? How long are you out there for?
3 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
And is it... Well, actually, 3 weeks, I suppose, is doable. Is it grim? Is it boring? Is it bleak? Or do you have a laugh out there?
No, it's fine. It's a good laugh.
There you go, fine. There you go. What's the food like?
The food's...
Oh, sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to bring you down, man.
What are your sleeping arrangements? Is it like, you know, like the Seven Dwarfs? Are you all in one room with, like, a row of beds, or do you get your own room?
I've got a big, massive cabin to myself.
Wow.
I've got, like, a 6-inch TV. But I work in Denmark, so it's Danish TV, so I never have it on, so I always have the podcast on.
Oh, man. And does it... you don't go into specific. Does it pay... It must pay all right, mustn't it?
Well, this job I'm on now, it's not great. I've had better, but it's all right.
Okay. Oh, well, wicked, man. I don't know if I've ever spoken to anyone who works on an oil rig before.
Oh, you must do.
They tend to keep it to themselves. Well, we're glad... Oh, OK. Well, listen, we're glad that you decided to listen tonight and you called in. Is there anything you want to say, or are you just checking in?
No, I'm surprised with all the negativity that's coming on this show.
Yeah.
I mean...
So are we.
I mean, God's sake, I mean, the fuck's not got anything better today.
Yeah. I don't
He said folk, but okay, it didn't sound like it.
I just dumped you there, Jazzy, because, yeah, no.
Because he's racist.
No, because your folk sounded like an F-bomb, and all three of us looked at each other to go, what was that? And I always are on the side of caution as I get older.
Yeah, so and the most northern of us went, it's fine.
Yeah, Catherine, he said
I'm trying to be, like, posh.
Well, let me let you into a secret, Jazzy. You're failing miserably, all right? You're failing miserably. What do you... Do you have, like, board games on there? What do you do for fun? fighting, bare-knuckle fighting. Wow.
Some places I've worked in, you have table tennis and stuff, but on this place I am, nobody does anything after shift. They just go to the cabin, go on the Wi-Fi, so there's no much socialising.
So everyone's on the internet? Everyone's on
there. Isn't a bar then, or a...
No.
A TV room?
Is there... Can I ask a question?
There's a TV room. So we've actually got a cinema, a massive cinema.
Can I ask, have you ever... How difficult would it be to... murder someone on there?
Oh my god!
That's an idea.
No! Don't pretend you haven't considered it. Right? How easy is it to either just give someone a little shove over the edge, or stab them to death in their cabin, and then at like 2 o'clock in the morning when it's dark, wrap their body up in plastic bags, carry them over your shoulder, and then just tip them over the edge? How easy would that be? I'm asking for a friend.
Very easy.
Yeah, you see.
Very easy indeed. And the night shift, there's only like five there, so it's even easier.
Mate, have you ever done it? Have you ever murdered anyone?
Only the once.
Yay, Jazzy! I tell you what, Jazzy, can we put Jazzy in the podcast as a little gift?
For sure.
You're in the you're going to hear yourself in the podcast, brother.
Oh, nice one, Ian.
We'll also
send a copy to the authorities.
Hey, listen, man, thanks so much for listening live. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your...
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Tatty bye. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
What a man. He's a man.
What do you reckon? Beard?
No. He's,
shaved head?
He's, no.
Tattoos.
Jazzy, send us a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Naked. Let's see what's going on. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Pablo.
Hip, hip, hip. How do?
Very well, thank you. What have you got for us tonight, please?
Well, a controversial... I know you were quoting controversial opinions earlier, and obviously not in any way to mock people who get offended by such things, but it is quite a controversial opinion. I was hoping I'd have a place to voice it.
Yes?
I don't like cheese.
What?
Don't like cheese. Never like cheese.
Dirty pervert. Yeah, I knew there was something I didn't like about you.
You could tell.
There's a dark vibe. Dark vibe.
Well, I never liked it, and then there was a childhood trauma which created a kind of borderline, fear of it, basically. So,
did it involve a pizza?
No, it was basically when I was about 7 or 8. You know, when you kind of got kind of broken piano teeth, where you've got like gaps in your teeth and the like. My dad decided to riff on a Reason Mortimer joke and had the fridge open with a block of cheese and said, do you not like cheese? And I said, no, you know I don't like cheese. I don't like cheese. He said, what? Not even when it's right up close. And he got it right to my face and grated it on my teeth, my gappy teeth.
Oh, blimey.
He's a lovely man normally, but that is one dark point in my childhood. From that, strangely enough, I'm all right with pizza. But otherwise... Cheese is a no-go.
You disgust me, Pablo, and I hope the rest of your life is miserable. Thanks so much for your call. Weirdo. This is Talk Radio. Then all four original members will be reuniting for the first time since 1991 on a Alexis Conran show. Apparently he's got a show on this station. Who does that? That's quite possibly one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, this Dave Hill book is just... It's out of this world. It's incredible. And when it was kind of over for Slade and they couldn't get a hit, that was a single they released, thinking that that might get them back in the charts. The Okie Kokie! It has got the best opening. Here we go, listen to the opening. We got to do something rock and rolling, Okie Kokie! We're going to do some rock and roll in Hokey Cokey.
I didn't hate it. I'm going to say it.
I mean, if that came on, if that comes on at a Christmas party, I've never heard that before. If that came on at a Christmas party, I'd be up doing the Hokey Cokey. Of course, the Hokey Cokey is about...
It's about 3 minutes long. And it gets quite frenetic towards the end.
It's about the Great Fire of London.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's about the Great Fire of London.
Oh, you won't go out. You won't go back in again if you got out.
Yeah, to put your right arm in is to get your loved ones and bring your right arm out. You bring your wife out. In, grab your kids out. In, grab your kids out. Shake it all about because it's singed. It's about the Great Fire of London. Absolutely true. 03444991000 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, Billy Snowflake.
Don't.
No, I know. Can I read his tweet out? So there's a story in the paper today. I'm quitting the show. Okay. So maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't. Who knows? So there's a story in the paper. Ian Lee has a tragic comic. Ian Lee. Where is it? That's the headline. Ian Lee has on-air meltdown as he says he wants to quit. Quit is in capitals. His shit radio show, but is up to his eyeballs in debt due to divorce.
I mean...
Ian Lee said he wanted to quit his SH1T radio show, but can't due to mounting debts caused by ongoing divorce in an on-air meltdown on Tuesday. The former I'm a Celebrity star, 45.
Well, happened on Monday, but they're always a day
granted,
late.
Granted. How come Stanley Johnson's on the ITV2 Extra Camp show, and I was told none... I wasn't asked! Ranted about declining numbers of listeners and the lack of originality of his nightly show, The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio. Excellent plug there. And hang on, where else are you going to hear someone complaining about the lack of originality on a show that they are responsible for the output of? Where else? No one else is going to say it. Before admitting he felt like he was treading water, as his aghast co-host, Catherine Boyle. Co-host?
Hey! I'm up from female pal.
Well, I would say that's a demotion. Attempted to talk to him, the comedian went on to slam the same old callers who contact the show before saying if he didn't have to shell out $3,000 a month, he would quit. He said, I don't know what to do. 24 minutes in, I don't know where to take it. So close to quitting because I just feel I'm repeating the same old SH1T we've been doing for years. It's not going anywhere. They failed to mention that... Hello? Sorry, is that you? Can you turn it off, please? They fail to admit that we then went on to do one of the best radio shows we've done in a long time. We're getting the same old callers. It feels like the same handful of people calling him. We've got Alan. We've got Nigel. We've got Alistair. We've got the same 5-6 people calling in for 3 years. Then my friend Scott took a picture of just this bit of quote and sent it to me. And he said, I'm in hysterics at this. Alistair's calling in now. I don't know why. It's probably to have a go at me. and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's the paper. I'm doing Good Morning Britain tomorrow, so I'm assuming they're going to banjax me, and call me out on quitting. And I'm going to. So what I might do tomorrow on Good Morning Britain is announce I am actually quitting.
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because I spoke to Denny, my boss, about this. And I phoned him up today. I said, look, there's a story in the paper today. I just want you to know it's a load of bullshine. He said, oh, no, it's fine. He said, but how would you feel about maybe you disappear for a few days and I kind of issue a statement saying that you've left? And I said, yeah, that's cool, but I can't afford to at the moment. But so tomorrow on Good Morning Britain, if they push me about it, I'm going to announce I'm quitting, okay? But you, dear listener, they might not ask me. They want me to go on, and I'm doing the showbiz, so I'm talking about I'm a Celebrity with Joe Pasquale. And they emailed me today saying, we just want you to talk about what's going on in the camp today, at the moment. I said, yeah, sure, fine. Haven't seen any of it, and I'm not going to watch any of it, but happy to say anything you write down on a card for me to say. So all of my insight tomorrow about the jungle will be something I've told. So they may not even mention it. But if they do keep pushing, what is this? I'm going to give them an exclusive and say, yes, I'm quitting. But you, dear listener, right, you will know I'm not quitting. Okay, I'm just saying it to get Piers Morgan off my back. Is that his name, Piers Morgan?
Piers.
I call him Piers.
I know.
And then I will just read this, right? So then someone who was upset with the show yesterday, big fan of the show, but because I didn't watch a documentary about UB40 or hand over private information about a caller...
Mm-hmm. Or respond to every single tweet. Yeah. And he sent a lot.
It's got very angry. Billy, call in again like you did last night, but this time hold on to the phone. Don't put it down. Okay. So Billy retweeted the story in the Daily Mail. It's in all the papers now. So brilliant. And Billy has tweeted the Daily Mail saying... What you didn't mention is that later on during the show, he called me a cheesy bellend and Billy No Balls because I wouldn't phone in, so he read the papers instead.
We spoke to other people, I remember that. And that happened yesterday, not the day before.
I informed Ofcom about Ian Lee because he felt it was funny to play dick clips. I didn't play dick clips, I played...
A dick.
A dick. He felt it was funny to play...
A dick.
...clips... over a news report of an American college gun massacre. It's all right for him to swear and offend people and play Lord Almighty with the dump button, but doesn't like it back. Next tweet, to my boss. You seriously need to get a grip of Ian Lee. Playing...
A dick.
...clips over news reports of high school massacres is not cool. Producer Kath is just a yes person to stroke whatever ego the man has left. Hashtag... Sack Ian Lee. Mm-hmm. Let's click on that hashtag and see how much support it's getting. There are actually quite a few. But they go back to 2013 when I was doing Big Brother's bit on the side. Those people there. Let's just leave him to believe that I played that when the news was on, I played
a dick
over a story about loads of kids getting shot. Let's just let Billy believe. That's what happened.
Sounds legit, doesn't
sounds,
it?
Sounds like the kind of thing that I would do. There's a story about kids being shot in America. I play this several times and Kath doesn't tell me off. Yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing that would happen. Mm-hmm. And Billy, if it happened in your world, then it happened, buddy. It happened.
The other thing is, he's got to be in his bonnet about swearing because he believes he was muted for using the C-bomb on Twitter. He wasn't. Yeah. I muted him for being annoying on Twitter, which is quite different.
Billy, give us a call, man. Seriously, because peace and love. I'm here to spread peace. I'm here to spread love. That's what we're doing tonight. It's all about peace. It's all about love tonight. Hey, guess who we met downstairs? Pat Sharp. Coming into the building after going out for a very expensive but very nice vegetarian meal in one of my favourite vegetarian restaurants, Mildred's. The one near Regent Street, not the other one. Not so keen on the other one. That one is great. I've not been there for a long, long time, and I thought... going to go and see a film, and then we were late for the film. It's like, let's go and have a nice meal. Not been out for a nice meal. We had to wait 45 minutes. It was worth it. It was so busy. It'd be about 45 minutes. Yeah, fine, not a problem. So we're munching olives at the bar, and the barman went, yeah, those olives are not to be eaten. They're for customers. I'm not a customer. What he meant was, you can't just dig into
help
these
yourself.
Olives. But I was digging in. But yeah, we waited 45 minutes to be sat. This is going to be clever. We waited 45 minutes to be seated, and then it took only 25 minutes to be satiated.
Oh.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. So we're both kind of stuffed and really sleepy after a really, really lovely meal. So tonight's show, I've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the guy angry with Shelter, the charity for that give advice to people who are homeless. He says that Shelter, who are bad-mouthing landlords, so he set up this trade union for landlords. It was brilliant. He was on Radio 4 today, and the presenter was going, so how many members have you got in your union? Well, we are the fastest-growing landlord union in the country. How many members have you got? Well, just one morning last week, we got 50 new members. So how many members have you got? Well, I'm not here to do an advert for us. I just want to say that we have got plenty of members. That was it. And he was having a go at Shelter for sticking up for people who can't afford legal advice and are getting screwed because they're on the DSS. Anyway, so I want to talk about him. I'd like to get him on the show at some point because he sounds great. I want to talk about fast fashion because I don't really understand. This fast fashion is getting thrown around a lot recently. I don't really understand what it is. Surely it's just capitalism. Anyway, and also, there's a thing about kids being addicted to Fortnite. I found a video game that is better than Fortnite, and I'm going to get all of your children addicted to it tonight. We got Jerry, we got John, we got people queuing up. Come and join us, the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Good evening, John.
Hiya. How are we?
All right, John, what you got for us tonight?
No, it was just a quick phone call. I phoned in a couple of nights ago, pure depressed, and everything like that, and like a long, meaningful chat, and I thought I'd phone in and sound a bit more upbeat and see how everybody's doing.
Yeah. What? So you're more upbeat?
I'm more upbeat.
What's going on for you, brother?
I was just, like I say, I phoned in a couple of nights ago. I was kind of down. I was letting Uniwork get on top of me and was kind of having a bit of problems in terms of paying for some stuff. But payday was today, so that was great.
Yes, man.
I got a lot of Uniwork done, so I was really happy. And then I thought, you know, I was out and I just thought I'd phone in and say, because obviously I've recently just found your show.
Yeah.
And I've been watching all the YouTube videos, everything and all that. And I'd read the story the day about you quitting and that, and I thought I'd phone in and say, because I remember you saying about the murder mystery and stuff like that. And I think all I'm phoning to say is that I'm confident that you'll find a formula that will work for the show, and that you'll eventually find something that makes yourself happy for the show and people are listening.
Here's the thing, right? First of all, I'm not making any big decisions about my life while I'm coming off these flipping pills, right? Because it is insane. And I'm now at a point where I'm taking a pill every other day, but it means the day that I take the pill is normally a really, really tough day because I'm kind of, it takes a couple of hours for it to kick in. So that day is a tough old day. I get the electric shocks in the day and then I kind of sink. And that was probably what it was the other day, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. But let's ask this philosophical question, okay? And let's see where this takes us. Supposing the thing that made me happiest was to not do this radio show. Imagine that for a second. I'm not saying it is, I'm not saying it possibly could be, but imagine if the thing that made me happy was not doing this show. Let me rephrase that. Was not working in show business at all on any level whatsoever. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a discovery to go, hang on a minute, yes, I'm good at this, like broadcasting and doing Good Morning Britain and all of that stuff and podcasts and all of that, but it's not only... It not only does it not make me happy, it makes me actively unhappy. Wouldn't that be a realisation to get two kids?
I think so. I think that's reasonable, but I think also you could flip the coin around, because I remember...
What was that?
I said maybe you could even toss the
flip
coin.
Flip the coin! You man alive, your accent! That's the second time I think I've pressed the dumb button on you for no reason whatsoever. I thought you said maybe you could F the coin. Did you think that, Sam? You winced a bit.
Considering you've got Scottish heritage, you are very Scotch shy.
I also feel... Well, I can never understand a word my granddad was saying. He was from Aberdeen.
A guy said folk yesterday and Ian reached for the button.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe I'm Scottish.
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm from Glasgow, right? And I'd met somebody from Inverness and they never understood what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's just me. Maybe
no, it's just, not. It's us, and we are London-centric, and we're English, and we should be embracing our Scottish brothers and sisters more.
Oh, that's true.
So I apologise. I shouldn't have dumped you. That was a bad dump.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You need to do it. No, but what I was saying was, if you flip the coin, it could be because I was kind of in a bad relationship years and years ago. And I thought to myself, like, I'm really unhappy. I said, the happiest thing for me would be to get out of this.
Yeah.
And then I sat and thought to myself, but I don't know if I'm ever going to meet anybody else. So it was kind of like, you know, I was like, do I do it, do I not? And when it eventually happened, I mean, I was in a mad, mad state of depression. It was over nothing. I mean,
ending a relationship, even a relationship that you hate, and even a relationship that you hate, and you suspect the other person ain't so keen on either, ending it is the hardest thing, man, isn't it?
Well, no, it is. It really is. And that's what I'm saying. So I think when you ever think of something that's making you unhappy, I think it is always hard to then say,
well, this is the source of my unhappiness. Because then you might leave and then you might find yourself even more unhappy. And it's like, well, now I can't go back. And it's difficult. But like I say, at the end of the day, you need to put yourself...
One of my greatest moments of clarity was after I got clean from drugs the first time. And I got about a year clean. I was with a girl that I'd been with for 8 years at that point. And we split up. So I've been, you know, an a-hole for a long time doing loads of drugs and going out with her. And then I got like a year clean and we kind of split up. And I sort of initiated it.
Yeah.
And because we were both miserable, you know, we were both miserable. And I could see us both being miserable for many, many years to come. But yeah, both being... So we ended it. And I never forget, it was tough and it was horrible. And she moved out. And she sent me a text one night saying, are we doing the right thing? And at that moment, I could have pressed the button. I could have turned it around. I said, no, let's get back together. Let's do this. And it was, the bravest thing I ever did was right back going, yeah, I think we're doing the right thing. Oh, it was horrible. I feel I'm tearing up thinking about it. Replying back to that, yeah, we're doing the right thing. And it was the right thing. And she is now very, very happy and very, very successful in what she's doing. I saw her a couple of years ago and we emailed from time to time. And I'm on my journey and splitting up was the right thing to do. But we could have, it's easier to stick with people because you know them.
Yeah, no, exactly. Because sometimes you become a bit, I don't know what the word is, but you wouldn't focus on yourself. You'd be like, right, I'm not happy, I want to end it, but this person's happy and I'm the one and I hurt them. So it would be like, I'm not going to end it. And then you're putting yourself through more pain just because somebody else is happy. You need to sometimes, again, like I say, you just need to put yourself first and be like, no, this is what I need to do. And that's, again, that's what we were talking about, like, the moment of clarity.
The moment of clarity. Hey, listen, man, it's always good to talk to you, John. We'll speak again soon, fella. Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, fine, thank you. Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Scottish night. I can't be Scottish. We've got Ricky on the line. Good evening, Ricky.
Good evening. Good evening.
What you got for us, boss?
Shelter.
Oh, yeah. So this guy, they are basically saying that companies like Marks and Spencer's and another big company should be boycotted because they support Shelter, and Shelter are coming out and saying that all private landlords are bad, evil people. Now, from what I can tell, Shelter are not doing that. They're sticking up for some people that are having a really tough time either getting flats or getting turfed out of properties because they're on benefit. That organisation is basically set up for this argument against Shelter. Yes, Ricky.
And I agree with him. I agree with him. According to my hearsay information...
Yes, what's your recent information?
But it is an extreme left-wing, communist-type organisation that just sells itself and being Mr. Good Guy, doesn't provide any houses, and slags good, honest people... They're providing homes.
Yep. Well, they're not. Well, hang on a second. Let's go through this one at a time. Yes. Right. They don't provide houses. No. They provide free legal advice and support for people who are struggling in terms of dealing with. This is one of the many things they do in terms of dealing with landlords who are victimising them. Because they are on benefits, and you describe these landlords.
No, sorry,
let me finish. Let me finish. No, you don't, Ricky. You don't need to. Ricky. Ricky, you'll come back in a second. Have some manners, please.
No, I have manners.
It's what?
But it's my dame. This.
No, it's not. We phoned you back, Ricky. It's our dime.
Oh, so you did.
Well done. You see, it's a fact. Let's not let facts get in the way of passion, shall we? You will come back in, dude. Listen. And also you say that they're victimising good working people. They're not. The people that they are arguing with are landlords...
Who are good people.
No, you let me finish the sentence. The people they are arguing with are landlords who are exploiting people on benefits. That's who they're arguing with. They're not arguing with good, decent landlords. They're arguing with The bent ones that are only out to put money in their pocket at the expense
of
families. You can come in now, Ricky. Well done. Well done. You've almost worked out how a conversation works. So now you can come in. I've nearly finished my point, so you can come in and make yours. I'll interrupt you before you finish yours, of course.
Of course. You must. That's all very nice propaganda for an organisation
that's talking lots of nonsense. Facts. Those are facts.
You're talking to me again. No, the facts are...
Let's hear the facts, Ricky.
...set up there to slag good people and they keep the welfare housing personnel.
Okay.
That's the fact.
That's not... No,
you're just going for a nice story. The story you're giving is one that'll get you votes.
Ricky,
what I'm saying is not a nice thing to say,
Ricky,
but it's the truth.
It's not true. Can we... do you know
You kept interrupting. Yeah. You kept interrupting me.
Do you know what a fact is? Let's break this down. Do you know the difference between a fact and a passion?
If we're going to go into all this...
Do you know the difference between a fact and an opinion?
Shelter, to me, I've got a big con job.
Do you know the difference between
I'm not going to waste my time. You showed us what a fact is and a fact. Do you know the difference between a fact and an opinion?
Do you know the difference between a fact...
It doesn't matter.
Facts don't matter. Facts don't...
It's been nice talking
to you. Are you a landlord, Ricky?
I'm listening to them.
Okay, so just give us the facts.
They get a fact.
Jesus, what a rude, horrible example of a human being you are. Listen, man.
No, I'm terrible.
You're very rude. You're very, very rude. Get some manners. Thank God you're not a landlord. Who'd want to rent a place from an arsehole like you? Now, listen.
That was silly.
That was cheap. I was hoping you'd listen. You're not listening.
I'm a bum.
I love a bum. Now, Ricky. That's it?
No.
You're done?
No. You come away with sort of cheap stuff like that.
You're done?
You disappoint me. You know, you really do.
You disappoint the human race. Silly. You're an embarrassment to the Scottish people with your bigotry and your lies.
You're talking a lot of rubbish.
You've come on and lied.
Is this the best you can do? Just come on and slag people?
Well,
when
I'm dealing...
Is that it?
Yes, it is. That's the show. That's the show.
I'm not impressed at all.
I'm not impressed by your phone call. You can't... Do you want to start again and try doing facts this time, Ricky?
No,
because you haven't got any facts. You haven't got any facts. You haven't...
I'm sorry.
I'm better, Ricky.
It's a fact, I'm very disappointed.
Jesus Christ, what a rude man.
Why are you swearing? I'm a swearing.
Jesus Christ isn't swearing. I don't believe in your God. Now listen.
For goodness sake.
Ricky, do you want to talk? Okay, thanks. Ricky, I'm going to cut you off because
Go on, cut me off. You're the rascal.
I'm not going to cut you off now. Oh, you hung up. I enjoyed that. So the facts versus opinion. I'm happy to have a conversation, Ricky, but with facts. Maybe, listen, I tell you what, have some coffee, sleep it off, give us a call tomorrow and we'll try then, shall we? 0344 499. What did the shelter is a far left communist.
Extreme left wing.
Wowzers. These people want to, I'm tempted to donate a few quid to shelter. On the back of this. It's the funniest thing. Those are the kind of people that are having a pop at shelter. One of his arguments was, well, they don't house anybody. Right, well, neither do I, but, you know, so what? 0344. I enjoyed that, Ricky. Thank you. Try harder next time. I'm going to give you 4 out of 10. 0344. Calling him an arsehole was beneath me. He's right there. That was beneath me. I was just trying to get his attention. Nothing seemed to be sticking, so I went low. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no! Come travel light, that's old style.
Get a little bit stuck in the cables. My cable got a little bit stuck. Is this Ross or Roz? Roz. I would write that phonetically. Put a Z at the end. Good evening, Ross. Roz.
Is that Sid?
No, I know. No, I know.
Dirty pervert.
No, but...
Dick.
Yeah, okay. Steady on. It's like, this is the most intelligent conversation I've had with a woman all evening. But but it doesn't matter whether there's a Z or not. I have to pronounce it. So it should be written with a Z.
Yes.
On my screen.
Let's not get into that. Yeah, but it should be called Newfoundland. Who said Roz?
Who says Roz? What? What's she talking about?
Who allowed you to shorten my name?
It said you did when you phoned up and said your name was Roz.
Yes, to your friend.
Sam's not a friend of mine. He ain't never caught a rabbit.
Perfect.
You said your name was Roz. What, is he supposed to then guess what your full name is?
Well, no, he said, is that Rosalind?
So what? Your name is Roz. What do you want?
No, my name's Rosalind.
Sir, what do you want?
I'm here. Perfect. Last time you rang up, you said no one calls you Rosalind. You said everyone calls you Roz.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Do you not remember?
When?
Now you've sobered up. Though. Do you remember?
Well, yesterday.
Yeah. Did you ring us yesterday? Yeah, the day before, I think.
This woman is steaming.
Bad, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, no, I remember it, but I thought just then had I said, but you were remembering stuff, and I'm like, oh,
anyway, you're here now.
Even I remember stuff from 30 seconds ago, you lush.
Dirty pervert.
You said that,
that's
yeah.
That's my impression of Kath.
Dirty pervert.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Dirty pervert.
Dick.
A dick.
Oh no. I'm unbelievable. Come on, I've got one call and I'm getting this.
What are you doing, Kath?
Who's gonna be
double dutching it?
Good evening, Roz. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Get to the chase.
All right. I was going to say, I think you're doing a great job, but now, actually, I think...
Now we're not doing a great job. Now we're doing an awesome job.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, self-praise is no praise.
Hey, how... it's praise. How is your Christmas shaping up? That's a serious question. That's a serious question.
My Christmas, I'm going to Colorado.
Wowzers. For to see the Beatles.
I don't really get that.
It's a bit too clever for
Colorado.
A little bit too clever for you. Works on many levels. What's happening in Colorado?
So Colorado.
Yeah.
Is that where Beatles live?
You get the reference, don't you, Kath?
No.
Sorry?
No.
Sam, you get the reference? Does anybody get the reference? Just me?
No!
I'm the only genius here.
I've even sung a song about Colorado.
You've never heard of a Colorado beetle?
No.
Well, it's an insect. It exists. It's a real thing. God, I'm clever.
No, it's not.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not coming down to your level. You are coming up to mine!
Sorry, that is just even off. That's just like...
You are coming up to my level! I'm not coming down
to
yours!
Colorado beetle?
It's a famous
some sort of sexual move, but it's
you,
not.
You, it could be if you want, Roz. We could come up with something. Get on your back and never get back up. That sounds horrible.
Horrible.
I take that back immediately.
God.
I take that back immediately.
Weirdo.
Yeah. No. I don't know how that. I'm just thinking out. Where's the other one back? What do you? I'm guessing you're there.
Oh, I know who this is. This is the lady who's got a picture of a pair of old woman's boobs on her Twitter. Yeah, you tweeted that you wanted...
Dirty pervert.
Right, okay, fine, I've worked out this now. Right, okay.
Give me a dick.
Not now, I'm busy. I'm trying to get emotionally balanced before
Colorado
it goes anywhere.
Beetle.
Colorado beetle, it's a famous beetle.
Okay. Well, that's the thing, maybe, Ian, you're being trying to be too clever.
No. There's no such thing as too clever. There's just clever. I'll slow it down. Listen, I'll slow the act down for you two if you want, and I'll come down a couple of notches.
You don't need you to slow anything down.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to... I don't think I can get as low as your intellect.
Huh?
Hello? I don't know if this show is a good influence on you, Roz. I think it brings out the worst in you.
Sorry.
That's all right.
No. Honestly, I think you're...
I think you're doing yourself a disservice sometimes, Ian. Poor cat.
What? Hang on. Where is this going? I'm going to shut up and listen. Come on.
Have you cut me off?
No, you're on.
I said I'm going to shut up and listen for a bit because I'm really hoping I get some pearls of wisdom.
But I was just going to speak to Kath about the 10-year-old BO thing.
Oh, yeah, go on.
We were talking about before and Ian just cut us off the other night, didn't he?
Yeah.
My dick. And now I'm feeling really embarrassed. And basically, so anyway, did you get my tweet about how you shouldn't be Ian shouldn't be downing the show?
Ian?
I'm listening. Yes. I'm waiting for the pearls of wisdom to come out. And so far,
pearls of wisdom. I was trying to be nice
talking
to you.
She's talking to you as well. She's not talking to me.
She is.
Well, I'm just, if anyone's there, you're going to put me on there with someone else, be three of us, and we'll be going, hello. See, this is why. I can't call again because I feel embarrassed.
Oh, do call again. It's fine.
Well, listen, I feel it. Imagine how we feel at the end of every show. We feel awful. So, you know, it's good that you share a little bit. That we feel embarrassed.
Don't you laugh? You make me laugh with your funny things. I am calm. That poor bloke. Now I understand how he felt.
Oh, that guy was an idiot. That Professor Joe Lavens.
But he believed. That's why I think, you know, it's like these people pay, but no, they come on. Yeah. He's like, who was that?
Yeah. He actually sent me a very angry email.
Was it from him or was it from Khan?
No, it was from him. Uh-huh. He was furious. The thing is, I've met Joe Lavens a couple of times, and he is a very well respected author and lecturer.
It's prolific.
Yeah.
Did a TV
series over in the States years ago, and he's great. But he sent me a very strong email, basically saying he wanted more respect, otherwise he wouldn't be coming back on.
Yeah. I think that's fair, because you did actually say to Sally, didn't you, have you written, 20 books on...
Yeah. No, I like Professor Joe Lavens. He's a great guy. And I'm looking forward to hearing his theories on what they're going to find on Mars. And no doubt we'll get him on soon to talk about that.
Yeah. Because the thing is, he actually thought there was... He didn't realise you were taking the pee. He was like,
I wasn't taking the pee.
No, one was.
No.
But who is the I Am Calm voice? I Am Calm. Just a caller.
You're a pervert.
Hang on, let me find it.
My name is Khan.
It's Ricardo Montalban from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. It's what he says when they realise who the bad guy is, and he goes,
my name is Khan.
It's Ricardo Montalban.
Oh.
Montalban.
So that's something old, isn't it?
Something old. Right, so we've got something old. Now we need something new. We need something new. What you got for us, Ros? It's new.
Me.
Okay, there's two old things. We need something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Oh, man. Dick. That's the blue.
I'm going to cut you off now.
No.
No, thanks for calling. We'll go to the adverts. What does your poor partner think of this? Because your partner, I guess it was your partner, made a little appearance at the end of the last phone call, and you've only recently discovered us in like the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Have we stolen you from him in the evenings?
Well, no, because he normally goes to bed at 9, but I've never laughed. I usually listen to. Like baby, well,
Duncan Bucks.
It just doesn't really roll you up, but I was laughing so much.
Yeah.
And obviously screaming, and he was like, oh my God.
Here we go. I'm going to do something. I would like to do something.
What,
I would like to do something. No. I would like to do something, but I need your permission. I need your permission. So, do I have your permission for me and Sam to do something to you?
Not until I know what it is.
It is. Not unpleasant, and it will make you laugh a lot.
As long as it doesn't, like, you're not going to stand outside my door and wait up.
Could I join in?
We're all three of us will join in.
Yes,
okay.
Then.
You ready?
There.
Ready, Gart? Yeah. You ready, Sam?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, thanks for the tickles.
Do you enjoy it?
Are you tickling me?
We were tickling you.
You're tickling me.
We were tickling you. I was going for the feet. Sam was going for behind the knees.
And I felt at liberty to go for the armpits.
You were going... Yeah.
I'll just imagine where you were going, Cass. Oh, lovely.
All right,
but
okay.
But why was I getting a tickle?
Because you wanted a laugh, you deserve a tickle, and we're the tickle guys.
Oh, my God, so I'm not like... So is that a good thing here?
You got a team Jesus. Tickle, think you yourself
got,
lucky.
You got a free tickle from the guy who came third in I'm a Celebrity and his two slacker mates. Enjoy it!
Oh, sorry, don't say that about Cass. She's holding this thing together.
Right, goodbye, right. Goodbye, Ross. Thanks for calling.
I love you too.
Bye-bye. 03444991000.
My name is Khan.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Steve Austin's back online. We're angry. Remember we got... Steve Austin was the old drunk fella that was abusing me on Twitter, threatened to beat me up. So all I did was report him to Twitter. He's in his 50s, right? And he got suspended for 7 days, it turns out. I thought it'd be 12 hours. And he was just tweeting me, I'm back, you see. C-word. He phoned up the show and he was so thick and so dumb. It wasn't even funny. It wasn't even entertaining. He's like, he wasn't bothered that he'd been suspended. But he was obviously really, really bothered that he'd been suspended. Very triggered. Very, very triggered snowflake attitude. And it ended with him... This is the strength of his argument. It ended with him going, oh, F you then, and slamming the phone down like a thing.
He did a lot of this kind of breathing. I'm fine.
He was so angry and so bitter. Steve, I'm glad you're back on Twitter. Hope you've learnt your lesson.
I'm glad you're still not bothered.
Still not bothered. Giving you the number if you want to call in, you'd be very, very welcome. It'd be nice to see what you've been up to in the last week. Maybe it'd be nice to see how you've grown.
I wonder what books you've read.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about that poor girl and her family.
Oh, no.
Evening, Damo. Hello, Damo. Damo's been waiting for a while. He might have got bored and
he's
gone.
Sleep.
Damo! All right, Damo's gone. All right, well, he was waiting for a while. He's not got the... Kids these days have not got the stamina. Hey, I did a nice thing. You know our friend Jeff, who'd like film stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He's... let me find the link so I can point people in the right direction. He's a lecturer, and he did this thing... My Twitter's going very slow today. Can't find it. He did this... I can't find the link. When I get the link, I'll do it, because otherwise there's no point in me telling you about it, because I can't find it. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Exciting news. Someone tweeted this. Sorry, I can't remember who, but Dr. Pimple Popper.
It was Andy Kane, wasn't it?
Andy! Dr. Pimple Popper. What's her name? Sandra Lee. She's releasing a board game. This game's out already, Pimple Pete, isn't it? She's just whacking her name on it. I'm sure I've seen this game, Pimple Pete. If you haven't been introduced to Dr. Pimple Popper, then, well, good for you. She hosts a show where she goes around popping people's pimples.
I don't think it's got anything to do with her.
No. Yes, it does. If you are unfortunate enough to know who she is, then allow me a brief moment to explain to those who don't. She's Sandra Lee, a 47-year-old doctor and dermatologist from California who has been educating, grossing out people about skincare over the internet for years now. Dr. Lee has now announced her latest venture, a board game named Pimple Pete. It involves a giant zit in the middle of the board, zit, that intermittently explodes as players play along with a game not dissimilar to Operation. Players attempt to pop spots on Pete's head, flicking a spinner that tells them which part of their head to target before they attempt to pop the zit. If they do it too hard, they get drenched by a big zit on his nose that is filled with water. I should fill it with pus. As the description on the box has it, turn after turn, the anticipation and nervous giggles increase as players wait to see who might be squirted with a surprise burst of pimple juice. I think that game's been out for ages.
I do.
And I think... The marketing genius of Pete Pimple Popper and Dr. Lee have got together. I don't know if she's actually a doctor.
She's a dermatologist.
Yeah. Well, you can abbreviate that to doctor, I suppose. good evening, Damo.
Sorry, Ian. Sorry for dropping off.
You will be. You will be sorry when I come and find you and kick your ass. That's all right, man. These things happen. You were waiting for a long time. We appreciate it. What have you got for us tonight, Damo?
Two questions.
Yes.
first question.
Yeah.
I live in Buckinghamshire.
Okay, I'll come round for a cup of tea. Thanks very much. Question number two.
And I believe you took a little antelope or deer to the wildlife hospital.
I took a deer to Tiggy Winkles, yeah. In fact,
Tiggy Winkles, yeah.
He's texting me there tonight. I must text him back. Yes.
How did that fare?
It fared. What an excellent question. I went and saw it about 3 or 4 weeks, probably about 4 weeks ago now. And
right.
He was fine. He was improving. And I don't know if they've released it yet. In fact, let me text.
Oh, wow.
Let me text. I'm going to text Colin now because he texted me earlier.
Colin's one of my best mates.
Shut
one
up!
One of my best mates.
You must know Tony Hadley then.
I do know Tony Hadley.
All the time I was there with Colin, for an hour and a half, he kept saying to my kids, well, of course, I was talking to Tony Hadley. And
he's
after
got the
while,
best
I went, Colin,
voice in the world.
They're 9 years old. They've got no idea who Tony Hadley is.
He's got the best voice in the world.
Oh, he's brilliant. I've met Tony. I've worked with Tony. He's a lovely yeah. bloke. Right. Hang on. Hey, Colin. On air with a drunk called Damo.
Damo.
He'll
know exactly
says
he who
knows you, and
he'll know exactly who you're
know
talking about.
What happened to my? We call it my deer.
Thanks. Did you give the deer a name?
They call it. I think they. No, they. On the blackboard outside, it just said Lee Monkjack. So I think they kind of give it the name. I don't know. But when I saw it was fine, and I think it's going to get well, and they're going to release it. And it was a beautiful moment. I'm going to pick up a deer and putting it in the back of my car, back seat of my car.
I'm good to hear that, too.
Are you good to hear that, Catherine?
That's really
I'm all
good.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And can I say one more thing?
Yeah, you had a second question.
The most beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
Have another one, Damo.
It's the most beautiful voice on the airwaves. And it makes me sleep well. Because it's soothing and it's just so pleasant. It's just so nice, you know. It's just... Your husband is a lucky man.
Thanks, Damo.
What are you doing right now, Damo?
I'm just sat on my bed.
Good lad. Are you naked?
No, I've got my PJs on.
What are you touching?
Stop it.
No, I'm not touching anything.
You sure? Because I wouldn't mind. I can't speak on behalf of Catherine and her lovely voice. What would you like Catherine's lovely voice to say to you to help ease you into the night?
Catherine, could you say this to me?
Come on, Damo, finish up.
No.
You can do it, son. Go on.
No, let's not go there.
This is a tender moment, Ian. Stop spoiling it.
It's tender for him, yeah.
No, but I would love to listen to your voice every night. Well, I do every night.
Well, then.
Well, Monday to Friday.
So what would you like her to say to you tonight with that delicious voice of hers, Damo?
I would love her to say, Damo, how about cuddling up and having a romantic night?
All right, OK, here we go. Ready, Damo? This is it.
Go.
This is it. Hey, Damo. How about cuddling up and having a romantic night?
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
344-499-1000. Will Steve Austin. Will Steve Austin, the tough guy on Twitter. I love it. The only thing that Twitter is good for is winding up thick people, I've decided. Will Steve Austin call, or is Steve Austin just... Steve? Big man? It's over to you, brother.
It's not really a fair fight, is it?
It's not fair. It's not, is it? Good evening, Star.
Hello.
Hello, Star.
Kath.
Oh, here we go.
Guardian's upset now.
And this is my problem, why?
Because he likes calling you Bossette because it appeases him.
And you
sort of, like, knock him down every time.
Yeah, I don't like
and
it.
And then Damo calls in.
Yeah.
And it's like, he wants to beat the meat.
Oh, God. What a turn of phrase. Why'd you have to demean it, Star? It was a romantic moment.
I do agree with you in some way. I've got a lovely voice, but come on, the way he was talking, you could just hear it in the way he was talking.
I'd be honest, I thought he was doing that as well.
No, yeah. He wasn't. Yeah. I think he just had
you could hear it, couldn't you? The way he was, like,
guys,
the words out longer and longer.
Why is it, right? All right, women are always ringing up and smooching up to Ian, and it's like, that's fine.
Oh, no,
and he offers them out for, like, sex and drinks and things like that.
I don't agree with that
sex
either.
And drinks.
But wait a minute, sometimes not in that order. But wow. One person rings up, and I can make them happy just by speaking to them, and all of a sudden there's some sort of pervert. I think that you two have got a problem.
Got a problem.
You have. You're imagining my listeners, my fans.
Oh, she said it! She said it! She said it! Her
doing dirty things.
Just for anyone that's just tuned in, Catherine talks about her fans. This is what Catherine's fans sound like.
Beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
Hang on a minute. Let's get rid of these chickens. Shut up, chick. Shut up, Steve.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's choking it.
Hang on.
Oh, flipping X star.
The most beautiful voice
on
the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
And Catherine responds immediately with,
how about cuddling up and having a romantic night? It's got you both a bit of a flutter, hasn't it?
We could sell that as a ringtone for dirty perverts.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
Make sure I get a decent cut.
We could sell that. We could.
You're a pervert.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03444991000.
John, all you need to do is ring and I'll say something nice to you too. You don't have to start, you know. How about cuddling with him?
Stetson.
That's old news.
Hello. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
What's a dumb waiter?
I'll have a pound of sausages, please.
The most beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
A biddly biddly bong.
Yeah, you're right.
Even that.
I've found all these.
They just give me the heebie-jeebies.
I am not in a bad mood.
I would not say yes, but I certainly would not say no.
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
My pet monkey bit my mum's ear off.
Have I won?
Oh, 3-4. It's a good little run there, isn't it?
I miss that woman who used to ring up and she was just furious all the time, wasn't she? What, I would not say yes.
I am not in a bad mood.
No.
I would not say yes, but
she
I certainly angry, would not say no.
She could be furious by herself in a phone box. And not like Damo.
Yeah, she was very, 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 very angry lady, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
0344-499-1000 is the phone number. It's such a relief. Not barely interacting on Twitter now. It's only day two, again. Did it for a few months, then I went back for a month. And it's great. I've got nothing really need to sell. I'll be tweeting about the show on the 9th of December next week. I'll tweet about that because we could sell a few more tickets for the early show. The late show is sold out. Sell a few more for the early show. But that's it. Got nothing to sell. I might tweet about Twitch when I'm going on there, but that's it. And when I do Good Morning Britain, not so much now, but you get abuse. You go and look on Twitter afterwards, you get abuse.
Yeah, but I looked at those and very often it's people who write something every day.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the effect that it has.
No,
the
I
fact
know
that they're doing that. But it was great. I didn't reply to them, didn't retweet them, just blocked them. just blocked them and I moved on and it felt good. And I've just muted Steve Austin now. It felt so good. Steve, if you want to call in, you're very, very welcome. You got the number, but I suspect, you know, because it's words and brains that you ain't up to the battle. And that's fine, man. Admit defeat. Now, yeah, you could beat me in a fight. You're a tough guy. You're a big tough guy. You could beat me in a fight unless I was allowed my nunchucks, in which case I'd destroy you. But you're fine. You could beat me up in a fight. I'll beat you in every other aspect of life. And that, I'm cool with that, man. And you should be cool with that. Peace and love. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Matt is on the line. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening. How are we? Well, are you, not me.
That's absolutely zero of your concern, young man.
Okay, fair enough. Young. God, I've just turned 45. I'm not young.
We're old. Well, you just turned 45. Welcome to the 45 Club.
Yeah, I think I've heard that it's the place to be.
You get fat.
You want to struggle getting out of bed in the morning.
You get fat. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm fatter than I've ever been in my life, and I hate it. I'm staying in this hotel. You always look different in different mirrors. What's that all about? You always look different in different mirrors. And I just see myself in this mirror, and I've got big old titties, big old belly, and I think, oh, man, that
is
not...
Can you still see your old chap when you're standing
up? I can see
like
my penis because I'm very, very well endowed there.
There you go.
I say well endowed, I mean it's like a weird shape, so it kind of curls around the fat of the belly.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it's peculiar shape. And also, I have a series of mirrors erected on my knees. But it's not, and here's the thing, I just can't shift the weight. I'm eating better, I'm eating less, I'm not exercising as much as I could, but I just can't shift this weight. I cannot shift it, Matt.
Doesn't milking the cows in the morning get you exercised?
Oh, on the farm, he means. I thought that was a euphemism as well.
No, not a euphemism. Well, I can't suppose it could be.
It could be, no. Anyway, what have you got? Sorry. Right, I just had this email.
Go on.
Thank you for your recent report about Steve Austin. We've reviewed your report carefully and suspended the account you reported. Yes. Bye, Steve! Bye, Steve!
Oh. We'll have a phone call in about 5 minutes from someone who's not bothered. What a wally.
His first tweet back from being suspended was calling me a C-word and asking if I missed him.
He's gone. Yeah.
He's gone. Oh, that's really made me laugh. I wasn't sure if that would happen. Right. Go on, Matt.
Well, I was calling in to see if I could avail myself of this new service that Kath has launched.
Oh, blimey. Right, OK.
Walking people off to sleep.
Phone's ringing. Be quick, Steve's on the other line.
if it's Steve on the line, then you just get rid of me. It's not that funny.
No, you want Kath to talk dirty to you because you're a dirty little boy.
A specific phrase to me which would help me to get off to sleep.
Oh, my God. Right, OK.
Go on.
Can you say, in the broadest Mancunian type dialect available, put your wellies on and get in the wheelbarrow?
OK. This is bordering on that bespoke porn thing that they talk about in the butterfly effect. All right, then, you ready, Steve? Are you brace yourself?
Yeah, hang on a sec.
I'm calling you Steve. Right.
Just rearranging my frock.
Right. Get your wellies on and get in that wheelbarrow.
Ooh, good night.
Go away, dirty boy. He hung up. What is going on? What is happening to this? We are demeaning ourselves.
Oh,
let's take a quick break, so we've got plenty of time for Steve Austin when he gets back. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Was it him?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
03444991000. Well, Steve did call in, and then Steve put the phone down, and he won't answer the phone now. He's a little bit upset.
Do you think he's been suspended off the telephone?
Maybe his mum has found out what he's doing on their dial-up. She's, no! You're not using any of the equipment in the house anymore. Switchboard's empty. Hey, look, got to 11:40, and the switchboard's empty for the first time. I can't stop thinking about that young lady. It was Laura we spoke to, wasn't it?
Yes, it
was. And her niece, Jade. 19-
Jade McGrath.
And I get sent, I never do those retweets of such and such is missing because never sure how successful they are. And I also think if I do one, then you've got to do all of them. More than happy to do that one, of course. If she's phoned up the show, then, you know, there's a connection. And, of course, we'll do that.
The other thing is that often you'll see those and you think, gosh, that's terrible, and you're about to retweet, but if you don't check the thread, sometimes halfway down the thread it says they've been found.
Sometimes they're hoaxes as well. Sometimes they're hoaxes. People fake it. Quite often when there's... they were doing it like the Manchester bomb and things, weren't they? People were... So a lot of the gun massacres, you know, when the idiots go around murdering kids in schools in America, people will post... In fact, I think I might have retweeted a fake one for Manchester. I've got a feeling I might have done, actually. So you have got to be... And I... Do you know what? Not so much with things like that, but I get the gag of... Getting, you know, there's nothing...
Getting Donald Trump to retweet someone.
Oh, picture of Jimmy Savile saying, this is my granddad and he would have been 90 today. That's a funny gag. That's a funny gag. It's not funny, I think, when it's a terrorist atrocity, but I could see actually how some people could find that funny. I don't find it funny. I find it very offensive. I find it sick. But I could see how someone could... I do see how someone could find it funny, you know, in that way. You do wonder. Let's not speak about Jade specifically because I don't upset her family anymore. But when people do go missing, and more often than not they rock up, and that's cool. But you just think, well, what state is their head in? How are they keeping warm? How are they eating? Why do they think they've got to go and do it? Poor woman. I hope she's fine. I didn't understand what she said. Something about her, sometimes her hair is grey. It's that thing which I really like that young women seem to be doing more and more, where they, before it was you want to keep the grey out, no one wanted grey, but now they sort of women dye their hair like this sort of weird
silvery
grey. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good look. I think I could pull that off. You know, the other day when we were in the restaurant, my beard is now so long I can do a little ponytail at the front.
Yeah, that was a look.
Huh? I like that. So I'm into hair like experiments.
Cat weasel.
I might get the beard chopped off tomorrow. I really want to go for a tash, but I don't want to do it in November because everyone goes, "Oh, November." You go, "No, actually." So I might go for a tash next week. Maybe you're not convinced by it. I'm not convinced by it, but
it's your face. Experiment. I think.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Men have precious little room in which to experiment. You know, I can have a go in the dressing up box whenever I like. As a woman, I can like play with different images and stuff. I never have the same haircut for more than 6 months. Really,
all right, Madonna. Listen to you.
I don't. I get bored of it. Yeah. So you know.
Well, I'm bored of shaving downstairs now. I've done all the topiary and you know the
pajazzle.
I've done all of that. I've done the penis lightning. I've done the a-hole lightning. Done all of that. So maybe the moustache is the way forward. I think.
Yeah, leave the old chap alone for a bit.
Yeah, I think I'll leave the old fella.
You can use the same clippers.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Give him a wash first, eh?
My genitals are clean.
Well, you say that.
My face isn't. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening, you both.
Alistair!
Yes.
Come on, brother! Yes. What is this?
I know.
What? Listen, we're going to keep this brief, because like I said yesterday, and you probably don't remember, I don't like drunk Alistair. I like sober Alistair a lot. Sober Alistair is a great guy. He's a funny guy. He's intelligent. He's sharp. He's caring. He's kind. He is precious, priceless, and valuable. He is an asset to society and an asset to this show. And drunk Alistair, I don't get on so well with, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You have nothing to apologise for. You have absolutely nothing to apologise to me for. There may be other people you might need to apologise to. But here's the thing, man. An apology when you're drunk don't mean nothing. And also, genuinely, you have nothing to apologise to me for. Like I said yesterday, I'm going to be firm on this, Alistair. I really don't want to speak to drunk Alistair. When sober Alistair pops up, and I'm hoping it's tomorrow night, and if not tomorrow night, I'm hoping it's Monday night. Well, let's try and make it tomorrow night. Let's. Can we aim for sober Alistair? Maybe slightly headachey, hungover Alistair. But can we hope? Can we try and arrange for sober Alistair to give me a call in 24 hours' time?
Okay.
Can we? Do you reckon you can try for that?
Certainly will, sir.
Because I tell you what, man. Everybody listening right now has got their fingers crossed and is rooting for you to see if you can wake up the sober part of you and get him back on the show to us tomorrow, OK?
Yeah.
You got this, man.
I just want to say I love you. I love you, guys.
OK, all right. Nice one, Alistair. We'll speak to you tomorrow sober.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. That's a shame, man. It's a shame. It's a shame.
It's a tough old battle, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it just? Isn't it just? Come on, man. You can do this. You can flipping do this. No, you can do it. I know people that have died of that shit, you know, and it don't take much to go the wrong way. Anyway, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine, what delights?
Oh,
have you? Because you dig around on the internet, you come up with a story. Where the hell are you going, boy? Gonna have to go somewhere. You can go if you want. You can go for a little walk. Go and stretch your legs. Go for a run. I know you're a sports guy, sporty guy. Go for a run.
Sports guy.
He's a sports guy. He likes his fitness. He's running.
He's a running man.
He's a running man. Oh, he's on my SH1T list.
Why?
Because he jumped out at me. He jumped out
oh,
at
yeah,
me.
He did.
The other
great.
Day and scared me. Just remembered.
All right, listen to this. In South Korea, people who just want
to. Oh, we'll bring it on.
Oh, here we go. All right, go, sit down. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. He's younger than you. Sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it.
Exactly. Show him what an older man can do. How I can be a very sensitive lover if I wanted to. It's irrelevant to this conversation, but I will bring it on, boy. Bring it on. I'll bring it on by texting Denny and telling him not to put him on this shift anymore.
Well, you know who we'll get instead.
All right, we'll keep Sam.
In South Korea, they work so hard, right, that they're sending themselves to prison.
I was working as a prisoner in South Korea.
Since 2013.
When I met you.
Okay.
You picked me up, you turned me around, you got by my heart.
I did what?
I still want you.
Oh.
But after all this time, I don't know what I can say. You got this thing going on. I want to know the difference and my heartache is real. Let's have some fun.
In prison.
Don't. Don't you want me?
No.
You know I can't believe it when you hear that you won't see this. Don't.
See what?
Don't you want
me? Oh, no, not that.
You know I don't believe you now and I will never leave you. Put you where you are. I bought your dad a car. You better give it back or you will both be sorry. Don't you want me, Catherine? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, Catherine? Don't you want me? Oh! What was the other song they
did? Is this because of Damo?
Yeah, it is. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Damo.
Okay, let's all calm down, shall we?
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, dear. Since 2013, the prison inside me... not inside me...
Can we get a pay pass?
The prison inside.
They crack you down and insert you into Catherine Ball and you can have a look at her prison. Many, many prisoners there, including Damo's soul.
Oh, God, why do they call it this? The prison inside me has housed more than 2,000 people seeking an escape from the country's relentless working culture.
Oh.
2,000. For South Koreans... A fake 24-hour fake prison is on hand to provide them with a sense of freedom. Named the prison inside me.
What a terrible, terrible name.
It probably scans better in Korean.
Yes.
The unconventional getaway charges refuge seekers £70 to live in solitary confinement for 24 hours.
Why not just stay indoors?
Exactly. They like wearing the tracksuit.
Don't just stay indoors.
You get a tracksuit.
When I'm at home, I'm in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Apart from the cat I've got, and the two new cats come in 9 days' time.
All right. Well.
So I'm in solitary.
Yeah, but
confinement.
They take you right. Here's the experience you get for your £70.
Yes.
Inside the prison walls, there's a complete ban on any kind of communication, including mobile phones, clocks, and even mirrors.
I'd smuggle one up my bum.
Why?
Well, no one's going to beat me. I'm going to beat the man. So, yeah, OK, I'll go to this. I'll do solitary. I'll do it standing on my head. I'll do a 5 stretch. But I'm taking the phone up my bum.
What? But you're paying to not...
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I'm going to make some shanks.
This guy's loco.
Yep. I'm going to make some shanks.
And Bigfoot.
Hmm?
Shanks and Bigfoot.
Who's that?
Sweet like chocolate.
Is that song?
Yeah.
I like that. It's nice. That's a nice song. That.
My mother-in-law used to think it's called Chocolate Boy, but it wasn't. It was called Sweet Like Chocolate, comma, Boy.
The worst song I've ever heard in my life that was very, very popular
yeah.
when I was younger was...
Was it, why waste your time? You know you're going to be mine.
No.
That was awful.
It was... It was like... Sing the first one again. It had that vibe.
Sweet Like Chocolate... Sweet like chocolate, boy.
Was there one like that, but about champagne?
Sweet like champagne.
No. I'm your champagne lover. Champagne. No. I'm trying to think of a very, very specific song. I don't know if it was a chart hit, but it was certainly big in the clubs back in the day.
Champagne was a band, wasn't it?
No. It's a drink, I think.
Champagne song.
But it might not have actually had champagne in it. Oh, or maybe it was like Sweet Kisses.
Champagne Kisses? No. That was 2014.
Sweet Kisses.
Sweet Kisses?
Oh! Yes, come on! Come on! What's that song, Ian? Come on! Come on! I got it. I don't know exactly what it is.
Go on, let's hear it.
What terrible, terrible song. This was everywhere. This was all in the clubs. You'll know this. You'll know this. You'll know this. Let me be your
fantasy. This is a great song.
It's a terrible song.
Baby D, innit? Let me be your
fantasy. Coming up! Yes! Let me be your fantasy.
I like this song.
But then there was, there was like a,
It was her, and then there was Olive, and they were of a similar
Olive
vibe.
Olive was great. Olive was great. I've got the Olive album, right? And that was great. But this was like, it was like a dance group.
Was that the dancing you used to
Anyway.
I used to love that song. You hated it.
It's terrible.
It was far worse then.
Name one.
Oh, I've already done it.
So what was the Olive hit?
You're not alone.
What was the better Olive song that wasn't such a big
hit? Oh, there was a really good one.
She had a great... I've got the album.
I got it free from Nescafe. I got like a load of canisters of songs.
Canisters of songs?
Yeah, they were in like weird canisters. And one of them was like club hits. And I'm pretty sure Olive was on that one.
This is... 2, 3, 4. Couldn't we have told me before? I would have loved you so much more. Couldn't you have told me before?
Yes.
Living like an outlaw.
On the similar tip, I used to really like Dubstar. Do you remember Dubstar?
What was Dubstar's song?
Stars was one.
Okay.
It was basically the same factory that they got them from.
I remember coming back from Pakistan, and it was way behind on the music. We watched like a month old Top of the Pops, but I bought Hanson album, I bought Olive, and I bought Sean McGuire Today Today.
Sean McGuire! Remember this one? It's not so groovy, this one. There was one called Not So Manic Now. Do you remember that one? Dubstar.
I do.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Everybody's young and innocent, and now we're old and jaded and nearly dead. Hey, we'll do that prison story when we get back because it's a good story. We've only got a minute. We watched Vic Reeves' Big Night Out back on. And
so
he's flipping brilliant.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. And Vaughan's on it. Vaughan, I think we can say this now. We couldn't say this. Vaughan was a caller to this show. Vaughan's the guy with cancer who argued with Noel Edmonds. And Vaughan would call this show. Now he's a big star. He's never going
to
call us
never
again.
Never going to speak to us again.
Never going
to
speak to us again. But Bob Mortimer, it turns out, I didn't know this, Bob Mortimer used to listen to this show.
Yeah.
Been trying to persuade him to phone in and he won't. But he used to listen to this show and he heard Vaughan phoning up and doing a silly voice.
Yeah.
And he emailed me saying, Can you give me Vaughan's details? I wouldn't mind having a chat with him. Now he's the third, now he's Les, basically.
Yeah.
He's donkey, Eki Bow Wow, isn't he?
Yeah. It's Uncle Peter.
Yeah, that's it. It's incredible. What a thrill. In fact, I'm going to email him and say congratulations. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative on Talk Radio.